Ash comes dashing from his car. Angie, are you all right? He places his hand on my head as if checking for a fever. I swat him away. That was a close call. I can't believe that car sped off like that. His eyes never meet mine when he talks. He rubs his fingers together, something he always does when he's afraid. A searing pain takes over my head. My hand jolts to the base of my neck, soothing the pain until it subsides. Ash pulls me up by both of my hands. I welcome the help as he holds me tight while I battle a wave of dizziness. He leads me through the quiet parking lot to his black car. He helps me into his car before walking around the other side to get in. Don't tell Mom and Dad that I was late to school this morning, Ash says. He turns on the ignition. I roll my eyes. I can't cover for you forever, Ash. We leave the school parking lot behind. And I can't always fight your battles. Please don't tell. I let out a groan. I know I won't tell our parents. There's no reason for them to worry. Not that Ash is ever up to anything bad, but Mom and Dad would disapprove of him sneaking around with a girl. I'm not even supposed to know, but I caught him and Lizzie making out at his locker between classes one day. We used to be closer, before he met Lizzie. It feels good to have him want me to cover for him again. We drive past the mall, my home away from home. Most weekends, Jordan, Cassie, Becca, and I roam free throughout all the stores. The weekly allowance Ash and I receive goes toward my shopping sprees. My heart clenches at the thought of Jordan going shopping for social without me. I pull out my phone to text her, but my hand refrains from typing the words I need to say. My phone drops my lap, and I leave it there. We leave the shopping district and drive into the residential part of town. Trees line each side of the road. The sky is covered with dark clouds. Ash, please beat the storm home. I don't want to get my sandals wet. I bring my foot up to show off my glitter-strapped sandals. Ash tilts his head. You know Mom would die if she knew you blow every week's allowance at the most expensive stores in the mall. That's why she isn't going to find out. I put my foot down. I turn the radio up and let it whisk me away from my thoughts. The clouds are darker when Ash parks the car in our driveway. Before the car is off, I'm under the awning of our front porch, our gray two-story house locked in front of me. I pry my keys out of my backpack. Inside, I walk up the foyer stairs straight to my bathroom. I let the water run warm before turning on the shower head. I strip off my school clothes and place them in a neat pile on the gray marble sink countertop. The mirror over the sink fogs. I step into the shower. The water washes away the sweat buildup from cheer practice. I close my eyes, enjoying the feel of water trickling down my body. I lather in my floral-scented shampoo. I touch the base of my neck and an aching pain floods my body. I hold onto the shower wall and let the pain subside. Then there is a knock on my bathroom door. Ash, go away! I call out over the roar of the water. A mumble of words is drowned out by the shower. Leave me alone! We can talk when I get out! I rinse the suds from my hair. It is silent for a few minutes. I think Ash finally took the hint and went back to his room to play video games with his online friends. Then a fist bangs against the door until wooden splinters scatter across the bathroom floor. You're coming with me, my love,